AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. President Obama has brought words of comfort and sympathy to grieving families of victims of last week's shooting rampage in Oregon.
I just had a chance to talk to him. Obviously, in moments like these, words aren't going to bring their loved ones back.
AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports more than 200 gun rights activists were on hand at the airport when Obama arrived for his private meeting.
While the president has said he fully intends to politicize mass shootings like the one that killed 9 people in Roseburg, the White House said he would not do that while visiting the town, that his focus was on grieving with victims' families. But as he touched down in Oregon, protesters were waiting, with one sign telling the president to, quote, leave us in peace.
Obama has just left Oregon. According to court documents released today, a Northern Arizona University freshman told police he was hit in the face during a late-night confrontation in a parking lot, but tried to render first aid after he opened fire on 4 fraternity members, killing 1 and wounding 3. The shooting shocked students like Alex Newman.
I'm just shocked. Like, of all campuses for this to happen, I would not think NAU would be a place where a shooting would happen. Like, this is a very safe campus.
A judge has just set a $2 million cash-only bond for the 18-year-old suspect. Another person was killed, another wounded, and 2 people in custody after a shooting at a student housing complex on the edge of Texas Southern University. Deeply divided, House Republicans pleaded today with Congressman Paul Ryan to fill their damaging leadership vacuum. So far, he has shown no interest in the position. This is AP Radio News. Stocks closed out their best week of the year today with a modest advance.
The Dow rose 33 points to 17,084. The S&P gained a point and the NASDAQ added 19 points. Airline stocks were among the biggest gainers after the companies said they flew nearly full flights last month. Markets continue to be driven by confidence that the Federal Reserve will keep interest rates low for several more months. Investors now turn their focus to corporate earnings, which will start to pick up next week. Julie Walker, New York.
Officials say they're optimistic that the worst flooding may be over in one coastal community in South Carolina. In the meantime, though, farmers in other counties are looking at devastating losses as they survey flooded peanut and cotton fields. It's supposed to rain another inch this weekend in South Carolina. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.